Welcome to Exhibition Stadium in Toronto, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Toronto Blue Jays. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The second baseman, Tommy Hinzo. Batting third. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting sixth. The DH, Carmelo Castillo. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jay Bell. Batting ninth. The catcher, Chris Bando. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Darrell Ackerfelds. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Tony Fernandez. Batting second. The center fielder, Lloyd Mosby. Batting third. The catcher, Ernie Witt. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Bell. Batting fifth. The DH, Fred McGriff. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jesse Barfield. Batting 7th. The 3rd baseman, Rance Mullinix. Batting 8th. The 1st baseman, Willie Upshaw. Batting 9th. The 2nd baseman, Garth Eorg. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Dave Stibe. And now, play ball. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Butler for the out. One out. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo strikes out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hinzo. The throw from Witt and he is out, Fernandez applying the tag. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mullinix fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Blue Jays. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Blue Jays. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGriff hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ackerfelds fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby takes first base on ball 4. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo strikes out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Jacoby moves to second. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Upshaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the Indians nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix takes first base on ball 4. Barfield moves to second. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barfield scores. Mullinix moves to second. It's 3-0, Blue Jays. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg strikes out. One out. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Fernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mosby takes first base on ball 4. Mullinix moves to third. Upshaw moves to second. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Witt hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder, who is chasing the ball. Witt reaches third base with a triple. Mullinix scores. Upshaw scores. Mosby goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Blue Jays. Jeff Kaiser now pitching. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1. Blue Jays. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-1 in the game. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops it up and throws to first, with Stibe covering, for the out. One out. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 0-for-1 in the game. Hinzo strikes out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 6, and the Indians 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGriff is 0-for-1 in the game. McGriff hits a pop-up towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Barfield hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mullinix strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jacoby hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Barfield. Hall reaches second base with a double. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Castillo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Castillo reaches second base with a double. Hall scores. It's 6-2, Blue Jays. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 6, and the Indians 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Upshaw hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 0-for-1 in the game. Eorg strikes out. Two outs. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops it up and throws to first, with Kaiser covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bando hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Bando reaches second base with a double. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-2 in the game. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Eorg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bando moves to third. One out. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 0-for-2 in the game. Hinzo strikes out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-2 in the game. Tabler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 6, and the Indians 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mosby hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 2-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Witt is hit by the pitch. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 8-2. Blue Jays. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGriff is 0-for-2 in the game. McGriff hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. McGriff reaches second base with a double. Doug Jones now pitching. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Barfield strikes out. Two outs. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Mullinix hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McGriff scores. It's 9-2, Blue Jays. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 9, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Jacoby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Jacoby reaches second base with a double. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jacoby scores. It's 9-3, Blue Jays. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Castillo hits a fly ball into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Snyder hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-5, Blue Jays. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Bando is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 9, and the Indians 5. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 0-for-2 in the game. Eorg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-3 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mosby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 9, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Lavelle now pitching. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-3 in the game. Butler is called out on strikes. One out. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 0-for-3 in the game. Hinzo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-3 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Jacoby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Eorg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 9, and the Indians 5. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 2-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 4 RBIs. Witt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGriff is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McGriff hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Barfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 9, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Eorg scoops it up and throws to first, with Lavelle covering, for the out. One out. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Castillo is called out on strikes. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 9, and the Indians 5. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Ed Vandenberg now pitching. Kelly Gruber pinch hits for Rans Mullenix. Kelly Gruber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gruber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell misplays the ball. That's an error on Bell. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gruber. The throw from Bando and he is out, Bell applying the tag. One out. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Upshaw takes first base on ball 4. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 0-for-3 in the game. Eorg takes first base on ball 4. Upshaw moves to second. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-4 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Upshaw moves to third. Eorg moves to second. Two outs. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mosby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Upshaw scores. Eorg scores. It's 11-5, Blue Jays. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 4 RBIs. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Blue Jays 11, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Kelly Gruber now playing third base. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Bando hits a fly ball into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-4 in the game. Butler takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hinzo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Butler moves to second. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-4 in the game. Tabler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Eorg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gruber fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Toronto Blue Jays, 11, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Exhibition Stadium in Toronto.